I'm willing to think differently for an hour. I mean, really, to, you know, silently to yourself say, I am willing to hear something different for an hour. I am willing to hear something different for an hour. I am willing to hear something different for an hour. I am willing to hear something different for an hour. Keep breathing. You are sustained by the love of God. That's the answer to this problem that's confronting you today. You believe that you are sustained by everything but what created you. That means you believe in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked and knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. I am willing to hear something different for an hour. I am willing to hear something different for an hour. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure a body identification. All of these things are songs of praise to your ego. Don't put your faith in the worthless. It's what's worthless that won't sustain you. It's only the love that your Creator has for you. It is only the love your Creator has for you. It is only the love that God has for you that will protect you in this circumstance. And you know what the circumstance is. It's only the Creator's love for you. It's only God's love for you that will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. It is God's love for you that will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, and where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of you, the child of God. Don't put your faith in false ideas. False ideas will fail you. Put all your faith in the fact that what created you loves you within you, and it's eternal. It's changeless and it never fails. There's something in you that's eternal and changeless and never fails. There is something in you that is eternal and changeless and never fails. Put your faith in that. That's the answer to whatever is confronting you right now. You can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort. You can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. Tell yourself this often today. Tell yourself that through the love of God within me, I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Whatever you do, ensure confidence. Whatever you do in confidence is always something that will happen without effort. What you do ensure confidence will always be something that you are able to create effortlessly. So put your faith in the love of God within you. It can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. It's a declaration of release. It's a declaration of release. It's a declaration of release from the belief in idols. You're declaring that you no longer believe in false ideas. When you say, through the love of God within me, I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and in sure confidence, you are putting your faith in the eternal, changeless, unfailing part of yourself. And whatever you do in total confidence is always something that will happen effortlessly and easily. If you say, through the love of God within me, I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence, you are acknowledging the truth about yourself. You're finally telling the truth about yourself. You're telling the truth about yourself when you say, through the love of love within me, I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Now you're telling the truth about yourself. When you say, through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence, you are telling the truth about yourself. You're finally telling yourself the truth. For 10 minutes, just 10 minutes twice today, let this idea that I am sustained by God's love for me, let that sink into your consciousness. You are sustained by God's love for you. That's what it means. I am sustained by the love of God. That means I am sustained by God's love, which means that it is your Creator's love for you that is keeping you alive. It's your Creator's love for you that is keeping you alive. It is your Creator's love for you that you are living off of. Repeat that. Think about that. Let related thoughts come to help you recognize it's true. And then you allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection and surety. Stop letting idle and foolish thoughts disturb your mind. Stop letting idle and foolish thoughts disturb your mind. Stop letting idle and foolish thoughts disturb your mind. Stop letting idle and foolish thoughts disturb your mind. Stop letting idle and foolish thoughts disturb your mind. That's the resting place where your Father placed you forever, in a place where there's nothing disturbing your mind. Don't you want to be in a place? Do you not want to be in a state of mind? Do you not want to be in a state of mind? Do you not want to be in a state of being where nothing disturbs you and nothing threatens you and nothing disturbs your peace and nothing threatens you? You are sustained by God's love for you. That's the idea for today. That's the answer. I am sustained by the love of my Creator. I am sustained by the love of God. That's the answer. That's the idea that we need to strengthen together. I get so thrilled with listening to what come out of my mouth, because I'm just as shocked as anybody else. And so I'm glad I'm finally discovering another part of myself that's beyond what I thought I was. We're going to be on the reward of teaching on page 335. Doing the course is it's just like jumping into a pool of water. And so let's just dive. This is a course in how to know yourself. This is a course in how to know yourself. Your life is a course in how to know yourself. Your life is a course in how to know yourself. This is a course in how to know yourself. You have taught what you are, but you have not let what you are teach you. You have taught what you are, and you've been telling yourself what you are, but you haven't let what you are teach you. I'm trying to teach myself, but I haven't really tried to let myself teach me. You have been very careful to avoid the obvious. Look, that's a funny sentence. You have been very careful to avoid what's perfect.